A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We've drawn it out just long enough, Neil. The England squad has been announced.
Oh, lovely. Go on.
Goalkeepers, Jordan Pickford, Nick Pope, Aaron Ramsdale. Zero surprises there. Defenders, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Connor Cody, Eric Dyer, Harry Maguire, Luke Shaw, John Stones, Kieran Trippier, Kyle Walker, Ben White.
Ben White got in, yeah. That's interesting.
Ben White in. Midfielders, Jude Bellingham, Conor Gallagher, Jordan Henderson, Mason Mount, Calvin Phillips and Declan Rice. And then forwards, Phil Foden, Jack Grealish, Harry Kane, James Maddison.
Oh, he's in.
Yeah. Marcus Rashford, Bukayo Saka, Raheem Sterling and Callum Wilson made it as well.
Yeah, no Tony. I saw that. Ivan Tony didn't make it. I had to take an Ivan Tony. Yeah. So Joe Gomez, no. Anyone else?
Joe Gomez, if Joe you will. Gomez, or yeah. No Gomez.
No
come
Gomez,
on.
There you go. So, I mean, no real surprise. Trent's got in. I probably got in because of Reece James' injury,
yes.
Which, okay, you know, listen, he suffered that fate with the Euros, didn't he? Got an injury and missed out on that potential making an impact in that tournament. So great for Trent. I'm sure he'll be delighted, and I'm pretty sure we'll see him do something at the World Cup where we all go, oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
He'll play a pass in a game where he's or take a free kick or put a cross in. And Jordan Henderson was always going to go. So, yeah. I'm pleased for James Maddison, to be honest. I wouldn't say I was quick to the party with James Maddison. I didn't really take to him when he was a younger player, potentially, but I don't think you can argue with him. I watched him against Everton last Saturday, albeit in a pub. Why would you not have taken him personally, you know?
Yeah. There's a great move there, just in terms of the PR of it all. I mean, it's funny, I do look at the England squad though, and particularly having just kind of flashed up the French squad earlier, and when you actually see it all laid out, it's like, I'm not quite sure that's the squad. That, you know, when people are critiquing Gareth Southgate playing three at the back and two holding midfielders, and they're going, well, look at the talent they've got available to them. Like,
I listened to Joe Cole's... it's called Joe Colecast.
Yeah.
With Rio Ferdinand.
With fake microphones on the table, by the way. Don't know if anyone's onto that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I listen to it. The sound isn't great, actually, to be fair.
Yeah.
But they were talking and saying it's a crime if England don't win something with this group of players. Now, I did sort of think, I actually think they're doing reasonably well at tournaments with this group of players because, like you say, I mean, you just read out those defenders. I mean, Eric, we saw Eric Dyer last Sunday. We've seen Harry Maguire's problems, Connor Cody, you know, a good player,
yeah,
but limited. You know, Ben White, sort of, yeah, but Ben White, he's a sort of playing right back for Arsenal at the start of the season. I wouldn't say he's established himself as a top class player anywhere yet. And then Kyle Walker, you know, right back who's been injured. Trent, who they don't seem to fancy. Kieran Trippier, you know, it isn't a case of like, wow, this is some sort of decisions Gareth's got to make. It's actually more sort of, it's worries about players more so than sort of having too many good players in certain positions.
Yeah, and again, we'll see how they do. And ultimately, I have no great emotional attachments, so it doesn't really bother me. Provided my only thing with it, and this has always been the Liverpool fan in me, is I want the world to recognise how good our players are.
Yeah.
So I want them to succeed for England, but I don't want them to have any ownership over them because it opens them up to a world of like opinion. So, you know, we had this where, and you know, you become England's player. Mm-hmm. So every Tom, Dick and Harry.
Owen lost a little bit of that with Liverpool fans, didn't he?
Exactly.
Definitely that 98. But
yeah.
But you're right. I mean, I was thinking about this. So who asked me about it? I can't remember. Someone asked me about World Cup memories. And it was someone from work actually, just in a sort of a round table thing we were talking, and he said, "Oh, it won't be anything to do with England, but you." And I said, "Oh, it is." I said, "My favourite World Cup moment ever is Michael Owen's goal against Argentina." I said, "It had nothing to do with England. It was because it was Michael Owen, yeah. And it was because he was
such a sense of pride at the time, yeah, wasn't it? Yeah. That we had this little gem, and he was going, and everyone got to see what we'd been watching and all year."
It wasn't a surprise to us in the sense of like it was a surprise to the world because they were like that, but it was almost like we told you he was going to do something like that. Like we've seen it, you know, like he does this, you know, it'd be like Trent whipping in a free kick or, you know, in the World Cup final, we'd be like, yeah, you know, we know he does that. Like, yeah, he'll do that all day if you give him time and the chance to.
But it's the anxiety around it for me is that, because I said it's a double-edged sword, and when they succeed, and I want it's like you're saying with the Bobby Firmino thing, you need those big moments on the world stage. Like Salah doesn't get the Ballon d'Or because he doesn't win AFCON and he doesn't win the Champions League. If he wins one of or both of those, then his chances are massively increased because you've got that picture moment. It stands with you forever. But with Trent, he's so good that he should be able to go, and if he's given an opportunity, put to bed every single critic that he's got. But because of because everyone's going to be waiting with the knives out, I feel the pressure for him, even though he probably won't.
One of the best things about the Euros final, and listen, I was not in a position where I was wanting England to win that final. I don't care what people think about that, but I was so pleased when Jordan Henderson went off before the shootout. It just took away that anxiety of don't you miss that, because I thought he would as well. He's a penalty.
Well, do you remember Jamie Carragher's in 2006? Yeah. Scores it, has to retake it, misses it. Brilliant. There we go.
Gerrard missed in the same one, didn't he? You know, I just did. It was one of those. Don't be you that the nation turns on, you know, and then you end up being the front page or the Pizza Hut advert, you know, that kind of, you're defined by that missing a penalty. Listen, I'd like to think that the three lads who did actually miss it aren't defined by that. I think that might be say a little bit to the change in the mentality in terms of that. But yeah, it did. I was pleased not to have that worry during that shootout when I was worrying enough whether England were going to win it.
Good for Jordan though, you know, again, he might well make the Euro squad in 2 years, we'll see, but it's certainly going to be his last World Cup, you'd imagine.
You'd have thought so, and I think, you know, his form hasn't been great, has it, but I think he'll be a big part of whatever England do behind the scenes and on the pitch. You know, he was not really a starter, was he, in the Euros? I know he did start, or he scored, didn't he, in the quarterfinal. I think he'll be big in terms of setting the tone, and obviously being in Jude Bellingham's ear about a potential move to Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. Agent Hendo,
maybe get Declan Rice as well.
I just can't wait for the inevitable photos of him training with his arms out, both of them, big smiles, and everyone just starts rubbing their hands together.
James Maddison. You're speaking a lot to him recently.
Very much. Just go, Conor Gallagher and Calvin Phillips and Mason Mount just like snarling away in the background, where Jordan Henderson's table tennis champion team.
A couple of the Spirit of the Shankly lads, there's a famous picture of them, you've ever seen it, with Mourinho when he's Manchester United manager, sort of sticking up Jude Bellingham with a,
I want the Pepe Reina Cesc Fabregas moment where they were getting someone, where Jordan and Trent gang up on Jude and pull a Liverpool shirt over him.
We used to fume about that, like Barca. People used to say that's so disrespectful, wasn't it, with that kind of thing. But yeah, we'll take it if it's Liverpool.
If it's Liverpool, yeah, we'll make an exception for that.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.